first to the science in the environment. As a civil trial over the Deepwater Horizon disaster prepared to get underway this Monday, the 25th of February in New Orleans, attention has returned to the recovery process. People working in the local fishing industry, residents and other local business people are hoping to be awarded compensation because the catastrophe 3 years ago resulted in up to 1 million tonnes of crude oil flowing into the waters of the Gulf of Mexico. But today there's hardly any evidence of it. So where's all the oil gone? Fabian Schmidt has been speaking to German marine scientists to find out about the chemical and biological processes behind its disappearance. Jesse Wingard has his report.
When BP's Deepwater Horizon oil rig exploded in the Gulf of Mexico, 11 workers died and millions of barrels of oil leaked into the waters. It was a disaster for local seabirds, marine mammals and turtles. Many died after they were covered in the sticky oil. Even during the clean-up process, some nesting places were damaged. 3 years on, it seems things are back to normal. At least, there's hardly any oil to see. But just because it's hard to see the oil, it doesn't mean it's all gone. When a tanker splits its sides, you tend to see large clots of oil on the surface of the water. But with the Deepwater Horizon disaster, much of the oil stayed in the depths of the ocean. Antje Bortius is a biologist at the Alfred Wegener Institute for Polar and Marine Research.
The oil reservoir had such an incredible negative pressure or vacuum, and so it was all sprayed through a very thin pipe in the finest droplets. The drops, they were just a thousandth of a millimeter in size, had such a large surface area compared to their buoyancy that they were unable to rise. All they could do was drift with the mass of water.
These drops then combined with suspended matter, such as plankton and minerals, at a depth of 1,000 or 2,000 metres. They clumped and then sank to the ocean bed, where they formed a fluffy carpet of oil.
It looks like dust bunnies at home when you haven't hoovered for a while, but they're red and brown. And this has been found on the ocean bed and on deep-sea corals.
Oil is almost constantly and naturally discharged in the Gulf of Mexico. And this means that there are bacteria in the Gulf which can digest oil with special enzymes. This community of bacteria is now slowly working its way through the carpet of oil that was created by the Deepwater Horizon explosion. That's good because the oil is slowly disappearing, but it can lead to toxicity. Detlef Schulz-Bull, a chemist at the Leibniz Institute, explains.
Part of the oil consists of a highly poisonous compound which decomposes very slowly, and when this interacts with the bacteria, it's even harder to evaluate its toxicity. But both the toxicity and the compound's complexity probably increase.
Und die Toxizität nimmt vermutlich auch zu.
The main problem is that the bacterial decomposition products, such as the fatty acids, are far more water-soluble, and organisms ingest them quicker too, so they quickly end up in the food chain. The other problem is that the bacteria need a lot of oxygen, and that can lead to an oxygen deficiency in the ocean. This, in turn, gives rise to other bacteria which do not need oxygen. Here's the microbiologist Antje Bortius again.
The second group of bacteria produce sulfide, resulting in hydrogen sulfide, but this sulfide is bad for the seaworms, shellfish, and other fish.
That's why, to begin with, the biologists were concerned that the marine ecosystem at the Gulf of Mexico would collapse. But this hasn't happened because the Gulf's strong currents ensure that there's a constant oxygen feed. The current also dilutes the oil and the decomposition products produced by the bacteria. However, it has also become clear that the recovery workers may have made a mistake in using the solvent Corex to stop the oil reaching the coast on the water's surface. What happened was that the oil and the Corex both dissolved into the water, which poisoned bacteria, fish larvae and microorganisms. The chemist, Schulz-Bull, draws the obvious conclusion that we shouldn't use solvents to deal with oil catastrophes.
You can't see the oil, but it's still there. And all you're doing is pouring chemicals into the ecosystem that are highly toxic. You're not helping anything.
Man verbessert eigentlich überhaupt nichts.
Instead, the one thing that does help is an oil barrier. Then pump off the oil. And if that doesn't work, we should be using special wood materials and try and get the oil to stick at the water's surface.
Jesse Wingard with that report there by Fabian Schmidt.